Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel, "Vayom Moshe b'nei Yisrael ru kara Hashem Hashem mitzalo ben Reuven for the matay Yehuda." Malei asar ruach elokim b'chokh b'svuno v'das u'b'chol melacha. That mitzalo was nesmalei certain chokhma to do the Mishkan. And in Kude it says, even though this week is only Vayakel, but we could still allow to look in Pekude. Mitzalo ben Uri ben Ufor ben Lamate Yehuda Asa Esa Kol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And Rashi over there quotes the famous Chazal in Maseches Brachos. So the famous Chazal, Brachos Nud Hei Amid Aleph, and let's look on two lines from where it gets wide. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmena Rav Yonason Betzalel, last short line, Al Shem Chachmaso Nikra. Now the name Betzalel was Al Shem Chachmaso. B'shasha Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lech Emor Lo LeBetzalel Al Seli Mishkan. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Go to Betzalel and tell him to make a Mishkan, Aron v'Kelim." Hafach Moshe, Halach Moshe v'Hafach. He changed the order. He said, "I say Aron v'Kelim u'Mishkan." Because instead of making the Mishkan, the building, first, Moshe said, "Make the Aron first. And make the Kalim. And then make the building." So Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu, so Betzalel said back to Moshe, page 5. Betzalel said back, "Min hovo shel olam on odom bona bayis. V'chakach machnis lesocho Kalim." Whereas min hovo shel olam is first you buy a house, and then you can buy a bed and a this and a that. But you don't buy a bed and a this and a that if you don't have a place to put it in. So first build the Mishkan, so build the structure, and then you could what? You could buy a menorah, you can build the, you know, the things that go into it. Where am I going to put the Kalim if I make the Aron first and then the Mishkan? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, maybe, like the way I'm saying, Mishkan Aron V'Kelim. So Moshe said, Amar lo Shema Betzel Kel Hayisa V'Yadata, that you must have been in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you got it right, and I got it wrong. So it's a strange type of discussion here between Moshe and Betzalel, which could go, you know, and why did Moshe change? What exactly is going on? So the Rav Yonason Dvash, Rav Yonason Eibshitz, in the Yaris Dvash on page 9, classic Sefer Drush, Yaris Dvash, Rav Yonason Eibshitz. He points out anyway, Lamaisa, the whole discussion is problematic. Avoldah, third column, page 9. Ki yesh l'chor kushya b'masha amar b'tzal kelim shani osa hechen achnisem detenachim kedvar kein osa shetekev masim mishkan hekimu v'chnis aron l'socha. In other words, if it was true that the mishkan was built, so then they had to put a kelim in. So if you put the kelim first and then you build the mishkan, so where are you going to put the kelim in the interim, right? So that was B'tzal's timing. But he says, but that wasn't a problem. Hello, Lohayokane. He called Mishkan Aron v'Kelev. Everything was completed in Kislev. And Hashem said we shouldn't put up the Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Al Chorcha, the Aron, and the Shulchan, and the Menorah were all put in storage in Moshe Rabbeinu's storage house in the meantime. So when it came to the time that they were actually going to put up the Mishkan, that was not till later. So Al Korcha, the Kalim, had to be put in storage anyway, because they were made already, what? In Kislev. So anyway, it could have gone either way. It was B'tzal's whole taina, the Chorah is not Shaykh, because the Kalim anyway were put in storage. So where are you going to put them? You don't have a Mishkan? You put in storage, like they had to do anyway. So the whole question, so he's saying, well, the Seder, he's saying, of course you have to say the Seder Olam, still difficult. What was going on? What's the kasha? What's the discussion? So the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says, the following. Take a look on page 10. He says like this: Im v'im ki dover ze emes yesh lo tam ki kol hatam she mishkan kodem lo aron hu she tamid klipa kodem lo pri. Right. In other words, the shell, the outer part, always has to precede the pri itself. Because when the pre is being formed, when a nut is being formed, it has to have its shell first. Because something needs protection before it's there. You need to make the protection before the actual thing. Because then if you make the actual thing first, it's not going to be protected. So whenever you have like a fruit developed, so the outer part has to be developed first. And especially something that has great kedusha, it needs to be protected. So the klipa has to come first. But he says, "Omnom." Next paragraph, "Mvor b'zohar, ki zeh b'zman hazeh sheish magor upachad aval yochzu hachitzonim." But that's only b'zman hazeh when there is a fear that some type of outside influence will affect the Aron and the Kalim if they would be built first. Avalosid Lovo Shaloya Ruach Tuma Ba'aretz. But Losid Lovo, when there won't be any Ruach Tuma in the land, then you have pre Kodem Laklipa. Then it'll be different. That the pre itself will grow before the shell, because it won't need protection. You know, so it could be. So it'll still have some protection, but that protection could come later. And he says that's shot in the pasuk in Tehillim. Heitiva virchzontcha es Zion, as tivno chomos Yushalayim. We never think about this pasuk. You know what it means? Heitiva virchzontcha es Zion. That's a pasuk in Tehillim 11. Heitiva virchzontcha es Zion, Tehillim Nun Aleph. Tivna Chomos Yushalayim. It means Losid Lovo, the Chomos Yushalayim could come what? Second. Because Yushalayim didn't need the protection really. So you don't normally, Bizman Azeh, everything is precarious. So therefore what? You need to put up the Choma first. Then you can build the city. But Losid Lovo, Hey Tiva Vitzoncha Tzion, that Tzion could, the city itself could be built first. and then you could put up the chomer. You don't have to worry about the interim. So he says that that was the goof of the machloikis between Moshe and Bezalel. That Moshe, Zehu Yo Thomas Moshe, Moshe Choshev Kfar Higi Eis HaTikun. That we're holding by Losid Lovo. So you don't need any protection, really. At least temporarily, for sure not. And you can build the Aron and the Mishkan and the Kalim and then build the Mishkan. And it won't be stolen. It won't be either physically hurt or spiritually defected, not being in the protective area. And Bezalel says no. Aval Bezalel, he sees Shemoshe Yomus. That Moshe's going to, in other words, Moshe thought this is Mashiach time. And Bezalel said, no, we're not holding by that. And therefore, we have to do it the normal way of first making the outside and then the inside. And that's how. So, what do you see from here? You see from here the importance of Seder. The importance of Seder. That things have to go in a certain order. And sometimes in life, when you're 18, when you're 20, when you're 22, the order could be one way. And the same scenario, when you're older, maybe it's a different order. But you'll have to have orders of priority. Learning, doing other things, what comes first, which order. And different stages in your life might change what the order is. Just like Moshe Bezalel said, right now, this is the proper order. You're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. If it would be, if we would be holding B'shas HaTikun Losid Lovo, then in a Hanami, the order would be like you said. But we're not holding like that. And the Yaros Dvash says, Pshat, look on the second column on page 10. Uvazuha Inyan Efshar, he explains another pasuk in Tehillim. And we have the psukim here. Im etein shnas le'enai an emtzo mokum l'ashem mishkenos l'avir Yaakov. V'haynu kidas Moshe. L'asos t'chila aram. Shum mokum l'ashem shasham ben shagdai yolin. V'chakach mishken l'avir Yaakov. In other words, David HaMelech is saying like this. Look in the pasuk on page 13. In etein shnas le'enei lafapai tnuma, I lose sleep, says David HaMelech, an emtza mokom l'ashem. If I can find a place for the Aron, and then mishkenos l'avir Yaakov, and then make a mishkan, like Moshe Rabbeinu said. But the nation manua ve'efrosa. So what does that mean? Looking back in the Yaros Dvash. Where is it? Yeah, on page 10. V'chakach. V'achakach ha-mishkan. Hinei shemu v'efrosa. Ratzalomar b'tzalo. Shem mizera efros. Well, who's efros? Mizera Yehuda. He comes from Shevet Yehuda. Hanikroim efrotim. Gam b'noshal Miriam. Hanikroim efros. So, but I heard shemu v'efrosa. I heard in the name of Bezalel that no. That you have to have the Mishkan first. So then, Navol Mishkanosov, V'Charkach, Nishtachav El Hadom Raglov, which is the Aron, which is the Hadom Raglov of Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there the Shekhinah is Shorah. So that's what David said. Originally, I thought I have to find a place Makom Lashem for the Aron, and Mishkan, and then the Mishkan. But Shehineshe Manua Be'Efrasa, I heard from Efrasa, I heard from Bezalel, who's from Ephras, who's from Shevet Yehuda, that no, Navol Mishkenosav, that the Mishkan comes first, and then the Aron, Mishtachav El Adam Raglov, then the Mokom Ashras Hashchina of the Hadon Ravglov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, Rabosai, is a very, as I told you, a big yisod, that idea of order. First to be an orderly person, to do things in a proper order. You know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on page 14, on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Amar Rav al Olam Yilmod Amud Torah V'Chakach Yegeh. Shemar V'Torah. So, in other words, first you should learn Torah. You should learn a lot of Bekiyas, and then Yegeh. Then you should, think about it more in depth. But first you have to. But this thing perhaps is at one point of a person's life. A person's when he's very young, and his mind isn't developed yet, so he can learn a lot of, you know, hundreds of blot of Gemara, and then, because he's not ready to, but maybe at a different point of his life, he has to do more in depth, because that's the way his mind is in tune. So the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu says there's a certain order, Bezalel says there's a different order. And Rav Yonah and Aisha says they're both right. It depends what time. In this, when you're not holding Lasid Lavo, and there's still a Sakana of Dover Mibachutz, you have to put up the Mishkan first, and then build the Aram. But if it's Lasid Lavo, then Hitiva Birtzon Ches Tzion, you can build the city first, and then you can worry about Chomos Yerushalayim. And then you have another Gemara in Kiddushin on Chavtes Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan Lilmot Torah V'Lisa Isha. Right? Question of the order. What should come first? Should you learn for a lot of years and then get married? Or the opposite? What should you do first? Lilmot Torah V'Lisa Isha? So the Gemara has a discussion. Which comes first? And then the Gemara says, no machlokas. Halon v'halahu. It depends for who. For the Rashi says, for the B'nai Bovel, it was one way. For the B'nai Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is a different way. And Tosis explains, because it had to do with the economy in each place. Because the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to go away to learn. They were rich. So therefore, you can get married first and then learn Torah. But the B'nai Bavel, they didn't have so much wealth. And they would have to. Okay, near a little bit of Ibchad. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rechaim Betzomer Yosuk B'Torah L'Bnei Bavel Diber. She'enu Yochel Aniach Ishto V'Yelech Vilum B'Torah. Not Shem Aniim. So they're poor. So they would have to learn first and then get married, because they would be able to. Once they're married, it would be more difficult. And the B'nai Eretz Yisrael were wealthier, so they could get married first and then. So it depends. So the order could depend upon the circumstance of B'nai Bavel and B'nai Eretz Yisrael. There's a Rambam, the famous Rambam, on page 16. The Rambam says, Derech Balei Deya, in the Hilchas Deyas, Sheikbalo Adam Balacha Mifarnesenes Oso Tchila. First you have to find the Parnassa. Then you buy a house. And then you get married. Makes sense. First have a Parnassa. You have a Parnassa, you can buy a house. Then you have a house, you can get married. Shenema Mia. Isha shanata kevin lochilo mi isha shabana bais chadash lochin tchim kom isha shereis ershi vala tipshim. He says the tipshim do the opposite. The tipshim first get married and they don't have a parnasa. V'charkach im timtza yodo yikne bais. And then v'charkach sof yomav. So he got married He doesn't have a parnasa, and now he's gonna get married. Then he has to have a house. He's not gonna live in the street, right? And then he's gonna first try to find an umnus. So he's doing the opposite. Now this Rambam, you know, in our generation, you know, things don't always work this way. Sometimes people follow the other way. They get married before they have a bias or a parnasa. So again, every situation is different because sometimes they have other means of support. Where does the Rambam get this from? So in page 17, it's the pasuk in Shoftim. It says, "Mi ha'isha shabana bayis chadosh v'lo chanocho." So that's not the order. So the Mefarshim say that it's, you see, this is not the right order that the Rambam has it in, the order of Psukim and Shoftim. But in the Kalala and Kisavo, it says, Isha Ta'aris, Bais Tivne, Karim Kita. So the Mefarshim explained that that's the Kalala. The klala is that he did it out of order. That first he was Maris Isha, then he was born a bias, and then he was no takara. He did it out of order. That's the klala. So the Rambam learns that's the klala. Vaistos the proper order is to do fakert. But again, this Rambam is for a certain situation. In other generation, you know, it could be a situation, you know, a person has to see what his life allows for. In other words, sometimes there is situations where parents support, in-law support, whatever it is. But you have to see, is that something that's good for your life? Because order is important. Now the Rambam has his order, and he says it's derech hatipshim. But the point is, if it doesn't work for you, and you're doing it out of order, that's derech hatipshim. Now you couldn't maybe do it out of order and it'll work for you. Because every generation is different, every society is different. And that's what the Chasam Sofer writes, that's how, where the Rambam got it from that, by the Klola. Okay, take a look on page 20. Meish bana bais harambam hiktim kerem lebais mi shebetochocha nemar isha ta'aris bais tivne shebeklola hakol muhupoch. So he says, by the fact that in the klola, the Chasam Sofer says it was fakert, so it's mashma that's the klola, but it should be in a certain order. And then you have the Rashi in Chumash, page 22. Rabbi Yagi told me that the Mashkiach, who was the Mashkiach here in the yeshiva before Rabbi Blau, Rabbi Lessin, always used to like to quote this Rashi in Dvarim Vatikruvo, I like Kulchem. Rashi says, Birbuvia. What's Birbuvia? When they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked for Meraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael, it was Birbuvia. What does that mean? Says the other, Yolodim Dochvim Ezazkanim. In other words, the little kids were going in front of the Zkanim. They weren't given covered to let the Zkanim go first and say what they have to say. But the younger people were going ahead of the Zkanim, and they were speaking up before the Zkanim. So that's lack of Seder. And Rav Ruderman Zatzal, in his Sefer, quotes the Medrash here on page 25. Amar Rav Levi, B'shoshaya Avram Mahalech Baram Narayim. When he was going in Aram Narayim, Varam Nachor, Rosam Ochlim Shosim Pochsim. They were just eating, drinking. So he says, I don't want to be anything to do with these people. Alvai loy lichelik ba'aretz hazos. Kaven shehigil at Sulma de Shaltsur, which is as he explains here, the Midrash before explains the northern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Ra'osim Osam, the people in Eretz Yisrael, asukim b'nichush, b'shas nichush, b'idur, b'shas idur. In other words, when it was time to plow the land, when it was time to take the thorns out, that's Nichush, they took the thorns out. When it was time to dig around the trees, they dug around the trees. That was everything they did in its proper time, in its proper order. So Avram was impressed. Amar l'halavai yechelki ba'aretz hazos. So Hashem says, oh, this is a land that I'd like to be. Was this land that people know a certain, the Noheg B'Seder, in the Kirtan Seder. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? L'zarcha etein es ha'aretz hazos. And that's what Rav Ruderman here says on page 24, that from the Saba of Slobodka, you see the Indian of Seder, that it was done B'Seder, that's what impressed Avram Avinu. And sometimes people, you know, Rav Tzuriel has a whole maimer here on Seder V'Nikoyon. It's very important to be orderly, you know, to put things in order, to have your packets in order, to have things in order, to have your room in order, to make your bed every day. You should be an orderly person. Shouldn't be everything's helter-skelter. You should be an orderly person. You should do things in order. You know what you should do in this part of your life, the next part of your life. Your day should be an orderly day. You should know what comes first, what comes second. You know, things should be in a certain Seder Kavua. And that is the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel, they both agreed that order is important. The only machlokus was, what in this time, what should be the proper order? And Moshe said, we're holding by the Shas HaTikun. So we don't have to worry about the Shmira Bibachut. So we can build the Aron first and then the Mishkan. And Mitzal says, not just yet. We need to have the protection first, the outer wall first, and then we can put the Mishkan first, then we can build the Aron V'Kelim. They're both agreeing order is important, but the question is, where are we holding that? And that's a big yisod in your life. You have to know, for you, when should you start dating? It's not the same for everybody. Some people should start dating when they're 20. Some people when they're 25. Different people, different lives, different things. But a person has to know, understand himself, understand his situation. What should the proper order be for me in my situation? In other words, just because your friend got engaged when he was 19 doesn't mean that that's for you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Everyone's different. You have to understand what's for you, what's good for you, what's the proper order. How should it be? Should I do this first? Should I learn for a couple of years first? Yilmot Torah, achach yichaseh isha. The other way. And the Gemara says, the answer, there's no one right answer. For B'nai Bavel it was one way. For B'nai Eretz Yisrael it was another way. And that's what the Rav Yonasan and Eifshus is telling us. That both Moshe and Bezalel were right. But what was right for this moment? And that was what Bezalel had to say. That Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, but not for now. That's not the right answer in this particular, not for today. And that, the Chasam Sofer says, is the klala. When you do things out of order, that's the klala. And that's how the Rambam learned that what the proper order is was in the klala. It was this way, vice versa. That the proper order is just the opposite. And every situation is different. Every person is different. Every generation is different. And different parts of your life are going to be a different order of things. And you have to just make sure you understand where you're holding, which order things should be in this part of your life, in the next part of your life, in someone else's life, in your life. It's a different thing, and that's the Musar Haskel, and that's Bezalel of Bezalel. But he was Bezalel, he was in the close to the Shechina, and he understood what the proper order should be, and that should be our bracha, that we should all have the proper insight, what should be the proper order for each and every one of us, and we should excel in each stage of our lives, knowing which is the order to do it in, and to do it in the right order, not to skip steps. Do it in the right order, and then to get, Bez Hashem, to a situation of Hatzlacha Ubracha.